Just raise your hands to heaven. Pray this prayer with me, church. Say, right now, I receive everything in the atmosphere. Make me sensitive. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's give him a hand, church. I just want you to take your seats and just stay sensitive. Hebrews chapter number 1, verse number 7. Hebrews chapter number 1, verse number 7. It says, and of the angels. Can anybody say with the angels? Say it again. Say angels. We all say demons, but we never say angels. Just wait till you preach on angels, then you're a heretic. But you can preach on demons. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I'm going to preach this message tonight. It's going to be on Facebook or whatever, and you're going to see the attacks come. But let me preach on demons. Nobody will attack me. It's time for angelic power to come upon your life. God has sent them as ministering spirits to you who are heirs of salvation. Every single person sitting here who is saved, you have an angel or more with you. That means that nothing can touch you if you have a revelation of that. Are you guys with me? And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels, so with his spirits. Angels are spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. The Bible says God, and of the angels, God says, who makes his angels, God makes his angels spirit. When we are in the flesh, we cannot understand these things. It's in the realm of the spirit. Verse number 14, it says these words. Quickly, are they not all, say with me, all ministering? Listen, the word ministering means to serve. When I'm a minister, I'm a servant. Are you guys with me? The presence of God is here and it's going to get thicker. Listen, but it's going to be different. Monday night we had the power, the glory and the power of God. Last night there was deliverance. Many people were crying. You know, it's amazing. You'll see people sitting and scratching themselves. Others crying, some getting delivered. But tonight there's going to be like an angelic presence and visitation. When that happens, you will stand and you'll feel like you don't know whether you're in time or out of time. You don't know if a wind just went past you or if somebody is standing next to you, and you open your eyes and you see, but there's nothing standing next to you, nobody standing next to you, but you feel there's somebody standing next to you. Listen, say with me, angels. We have forgotten the subject of angels. When you dream, listen, angels can come and visit you in your dream. When you dream of your spiritual father, it's usually this angel that comes to you. When you dream of men of God, their faces, it is the angels that come into you. I have been in my room where angels would stand in my room and my wife would be sleeping. And a certain man of God's angel stands right by me. I look at him and the angel smiles at me. This is a man of God that you don't get access to. And I remember picking up my phone and I thought, let me try to, like, through social media, do something. And as I touched my phone, I got about 3 or 4 messages from him. Say with me, angels. There's angelic presence in this place. And I pray, I command, that even as you leave this church tonight, we're coming back Sunday for the conference, for the end of, but even as you leave this place, whatever is wrong in your house, whatever is wrong in your business, whatever is wrong in your ministry, your family, that those angels who are ministering, who are servants to you, will begin to work on your behalf. Listen, it says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth? Say with me, sent forth to minister, to serve for those who will inherit salvation. Every person, and the actual translation says, those who are heirs of salvation. You are an heir of salvation, which means that angels has been sent forth to you to minister unto you, to serve you. But all we speak about is demons. Let angels listen. And many times we can see somebody getting delivered, we think it's a demon, and in the meantime it's an angel delivering that person. Say with me, sensitivity. I want to explain to you why people cannot experience or see or feel angels.
Some can, some cannot.
Now I'm going to touch on the subject of angels, which the Bible speaks more than 104 times about. Yet if we preach about it, they'll call us a heretic. But Paul is saying that when you go and worship, when you go to church, do this and this and this for the angel's sake that is worshiping with you. We must be conscious and understand that when we enter into worship with God, there are angels that is worshiping with us. Are you guys with me? There's about 14 types of different angels. I can speak of angels that look like wheels, that look like eyes, that's hosts, that's heavenly hosts. Some angels that are throne, that are thrones, that are archangels, that are heavenly hosts. I can go into many names. That's not for now. But the fact of the matter is there are angels that are sent to you. Wherever you go, they are there to protect you and to serve you. Are you guys with me? And Elijah said, and there was armies coming, and Elijah's servant said, my master, there's people coming, and what are we going to do? And Elijah said, and Elijah prayed that his eyes be opened. And the Bible said he saw chariots of fire of the armies of the Lord. But if you read it clearly, it says that he saw chariots of fire round about Elijah. But he was standing next to Elijah. Are you guys with me? He was standing next to him, but he saw chariots of fire round about. Now listen, you can't stand next to somebody and see chariots of fire round about them. A chariot is, let's say, 3-4 meters wide, but it was chariots of fire around Elijah. Because why? In the natural, he was right next to him. But in the spirit, another dimension, he was actually far away. A dimension that is stretched. If scientists have proven, if this is point A and this is point B, and it takes me 10,000 hours to get from point A to point B, that's the shortest route. If I go into curves, or it'll be longer. If the straight line is the shortest route, but when you bend time, space, and matter like this, it becomes instant. That's what the fourth dimension speaks about. When time, space, and matter is taken out of the equation, the fourth dimension is always operating over the third dimension, has laws higher, which means that the laws of the third dimension has to submit to the fourth dimension. But listen, when I say with me, expand it, when the Holy Ghost comes, when the presence of God comes, when angels are in your... Listen, why can we sense God's presence, but we can't sense his angels? When you begin to speak about it, listen, I think it's just a little bit too much to share this subject on. This will be for the other ones that are closer than to me. But angels have a self-will. That's why they could rebel out of heaven. So they can decide to make themselves known to you or not. They can decide to interact through you or not. Am I worshiping angels? Nonsense. Where do I worship? We worship God. Okay? We don't worship angels. But there's a reality to it that we can begin to feel and sense the manifestation of angels. When I would sit in my prayer room and I would pray, or I would spend time with God, and it would be, let's say, 2 hours or 3 hours, or time would disappear. Then suddenly, it feels to me like somebody is standing next to me, and I open my eyes and there's nobody. How many of you have ever felt that? How many of you ever thought it was a demon? You can keep your hand up. Do not lie. Okay? And you look and there's nothing. Because you sensed it. You haven't gone right yet to the realm of seeing or to the realm of hearing. Then you can pray and it's like a wind past you. I've sat in my room and my hair would go like this. How something would blow past me. I would look and there's nothing. No, one window, door is shut. But there's activities. Are you guys with me? How do I get... Listen, I'm going to say something in order not to say something, because otherwise you're going to call me a heretic. So here, there's a law, what you call, it's like reciprocation. It's the contrary. So whatever I'm going to say about God and God's presence, why can't you apply it to his angels? How does God's presence come to you? I must attract him. Okay? How does the Holy Spirit come to me? He must feel welcome in my heart. The Bible says that Christ is by faith in us, at home in us, which means that he lives on the inside of us by faith, and in the book of Colossians, but it means to be welcome, to be at home. How do I get into a room? How does God come into a room when I begin to worship Him? But when I think of Him, there's a thing called practicing the presence of God. It is when you sit and you pray and you become sensitive and you can feel God's presence coming upon you. Why can't we do it with angels? No wonder they don't want to come to us. No wonder they don't want to show to us. We have dreams. We hear God speaking to us. We can sense His presence, but nothing with angels. But this is already too much for you. You think, where is this the scripture? I just read the scripture. Hebrews chapter number 1 verse 7. And of the angels, He said, who makes His angels spirits and His ministers a flame of fire. Are they not all spirits sent to you to serve you for them who shall be heirs of salvation? To give you a natural element what angels are. You can't command them what to do because they listen to the word of God. Okay? But it's like a security company who has security guards and putting a security guard by a company, and that company can within degree and limits talk to that security guard and tell him what to do, but that security guard still reports to the security company. That's how angels work and operate. Are you guys with me? They have a self-will. Say with me, expanding. Say with me, expanded form. Listen, right throughout scripture, it's amazing that you would see that when I would go to churches, I praise God not here, maybe here it's a balance, but when you go to churches, it's mostly women and not men. And then you would see, I can call a woman and a man to the front, I'll lay hands on the woman, and the woman would, and the female would receive the Holy Spirit very quickly, and the man would stand. Some men would put a foot here just not to fall over because they are not expanded. Jesus had 12 disciples. They were all men. But to whom did angels appear? To women. Are you guys with me? When Mary gave birth to Christ, and how did she know she was pregnant with she had an angel coming to her. An angel physically came to her and said and began to speak to her. But Joseph, God had to give him a dream, and then an angel spoke to him in the dream. But a woman, I could have had an angel physically coming to her. Why? Women have the ability to sense and perceive God's presence and spirit easier than men. For some reason, women, right throughout the scripture, they are born with an expanded spirit. They are more sensitive. That's why you'll see they will come first to church and husbands will stay at home. Are you guys with me? Some type of men are just don't want to be sensitive. Now, there's a thing that can cause that sensitivity to come, which is when we deal with religion, when we deal with tradition, when we deal with hurt and unbelief and unforgiveness, we begin to have a soft heart. Then we must learn to practice the presence of God and become sensitive. Are you guys with me? Now, listen, we become sensitive. Say with me, expanded form. I pray that in this church, it will not only be women, but it will be men that will, men and women, that even if you just walk into it, listen, I can walk to some people, it's like, I don't even have to touch them, I can just look at them, and they can fall 2 or 3 meters away. And then you can look at another man, it's like, do you think God wants to touch that guy? When I get there, God even leaves me. And that person thinks, what can God do to me now? We are spirit beings. There's a way to go from the flesh into the spirit. Expanded. Listen. There's things how we can become expanded. Say with me, expanded. There's ways we can make our spirit become expanded. Through fasting, we become expanded and get sensitive. The other thing is through the word of God that becomes revelation. The Bible says the word gives us light. Say with me, light. Giving gives us light. I've shown you. When we give, light comes to us. Matthew chapter number 6. Isaiah chapter number 60. It says that because of your light, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Kings and princes and royals shall come to you because of your light. Now, how do you see? Listen, when it comes to the prophetic, how can I stand by somebody? Let's say, when was it? Yesterday. And I would see the bank they're banking with. I can't remember what I said. I would see I would see the bank. I would see, what did I say? I don't know. Huh? I saw that the person was singing. And then what I didn't even prophesy is that I saw that the person who I said the letter it is or something like that, I saw flying in and out of the country, in and out of the country. The person is flying to Congo back. I didn't even prophesy that. That is what I see now. How can I see that? How does the x-ray work in a hospital? You guys don't realize that you're scared of it. Oh, Lord, help us. Either you are sensitive or you're just dead. I can't see anything, so I'm going by faith, okay? How does an x-ray work in a hospital? Come on. Where's Yanni? Where's the people that are nursing? Light. Are you guys with me? How can x-rays see a bone? It's concentrated and expanded light particles that causes it to go through the flesh, such a bright light that it shows the bones. That's how an x-ray works. Why does God say, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and they shall rise up. Listen here, an eagle has the ability to, from an air, see a fish in the water, to zoom. An eagle has the ability to zoom in with his eyes. You don't have the ability. I don't have the ability. An eagle and a crocodile is the only two animals that have the ability to zoom in with their eyes. How is it that an eagle can zoom in, go down and catch the fish? And God is saying, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and they shall fly on the wings like an eagle. Say with me, like an eagle. Your eyes of the spirit has the ability to zoom in and out, to see into a person's life and to see right through them. Why do you think sometimes when I'm under the anointing or so I can walk, it's like I don't even see somebody in front of me? Because I see through them, or you see things, but it's an expanded light that there is. So how does light come? It comes by the word. It comes by giving. But say with him, expanded form. Listen, binoculars. If I want to see an animal very far away, I put binoculars on. What does the binoculars do? It magnifies, it expands the image. Where I saw the elephant, if I go whatever, a game drive, I see a small elephant, I put my binoculars on, now it becomes big. Everything that's in the natural is in the spirit. The Bible says nothing that is now, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that is created, whether you're going to create an iPhone, whatever, it has already existed. I'm not even going to get into that. Are you guys with me? Listen. Say with me, expanded. Say it again. Say, I want an expanded spirit. Expand me. Make me sensitive. When angels are in your midst, they are in an expanded form. You can't see them like the gum. You see through them. That's why you can't see them. Because they are in an expanded form. The only way you can see them scripturally is if they physically manifest themselves and make themselves solid like a gum that you can see them. Or the other way you can see them is for you to become expanded, to get into that dimension. I don't know if some is getting what I'm saying. I don't know. Listen. Say with me the significance of angels. Let's stop the demons thing. I believe in deliverance and we do deliverance. But this thing that demons are here and demons are there, and we never say there's an angel. And as soon as we preach about an angel, they say, are you worshiping angels? And they're pulling out a scripture in Colossians. Hey, listen, God sent angels. That is by me. If I drive on the road, we were driving on the road and I said to my team, don't drive, there's going to be accidents, and a car burned down. As we were driving, an angel flew right through our car, stopping another car that was about to drive. It happened so fast. It's angelic power. If one angel can kill 180,000 people in the Old Testament, what the hell are we worried about sitting in this church if we are filled with the Holy Ghost and with the power, with angelic power around us and in us? Nothing. Say with me, nothing can touch me. Say it again. Say, nothing can touch me. That is the reality. Listen, going into a season where angelic visitations is going to happen again. In this place, in Centurion, in your house, I pray even before Sunday comes, that you will have an angelic encounter at your house. That you testify. That when you walk into your house, you feel somebody walking past you. You feel a wind blowing past you. You hear an angel talking to you. You feel some activities around you, or something supernatural is happening to you before Sunday. I prophesy it, I decree it, and I declare it.
How is it that, listen, those who are in an expanded form, they get touched easier by God. They can feel, you don't even have to lay hands on them because their spirit is expanded. They are sensitive. Their spirits are trained. Those who cannot, there's something wrong with your spirit. Are you guys with me? And I told you those things, unbelief, tradition, religion, unforgiveness, familiarity, etc., etc. Listen, how is it in the Bible that Jesus had 12 men as disciples, he dies. Some woman goes to the grave and they see an angel that opened the grave. They go in, the angel talks to him and says, the one you're looking for, why are you looking for the dead? Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? How is it? And God would speak to these women that weren't even disciples, as the angel would come and speak to them. They go and give the message to the disciples because men are too stubborn to sense an angel. Are you guys with me? Then Peter comes, the great spiritual Peter, who's an apostle and etc. Can't even see an angel. He comes, he goes into the same grave that the woman went in and he hears nothing. And the Bible says he picks up the cloth and he's looking for Jesus and he couldn't believe it. Are you guys with me? Thomas, when Jesus was raised, he was walking with the disciples on the road to Emmaus. And the Bible says they did not even recognize it was him. Jesus was walking in his glorified body with him, which tells me if somebody is resurrected, they don't have a light glowing from them. They look exactly like this. I'm not speaking resurrected now. I'm speaking of you being resurrected. You look like this, just in another form. A younger, a better form. You have a glorified body. But you look like a normal person. Because the disciples was walking on the road with him. With Jesus, after he was raised from the dead. And the Bible says they did not know it was him. And they just talked and carried on. Are you guys with me? Until, listen. They only really believed when they made him food and he ate the fish. Then they're like, okay, now we believe it is you. And then Thomas said, see, people are like silent. They're thinking I'm talking nonsense. Then Thomas said, I still don't believe it is you. The man, when I say the man, I'm speaking about the Lord, has a hole in his thigh. He has holes in his hands, in his feet. And he says he doesn't believe it, which tells me he couldn't see it. He saw him as a natural person. He didn't believe it until he put his hand into him. Until he could physically touch it, did that man only believe. And then he walked through the wall and he disappeared. Why could he walk through the wall? Because he was in an expanded form. Are you guys with me? It's time that our spirits become expanded. It's time that our spirits become stretched. It's time that our spirits become sensitive. That if God moves here, you can feel him here. If God moves there, you can feel him there. Sometimes I can look over a crowd and I can see where God is or what is happening, what is doing. So I was standing here and I could see angels in this section or here or there or standing like this or that. And when you are aware, say with me, knowledge. When you have a revelation knowledge of these things, you will experience it more and more. I'm not here as a church to just, they will blame me. They'll accuse me and say, people will now sit in this service and say, all I talk about is angels. But they will not come to our morning services where I speak about how to get to your destiny and a dream and the call of God and the will of God. They won't come to that. They'll just say, Leonis is speaking about angels. He's worshiping angels. Say with me, expand it. Every person that is sitting here, listen. I don't want to say much. I want to get to a portion of scripture that I believe is going to cause God to come in here. When I say God going to come in a manifest form, and I want to close off with this as a promise for you, and then begin to minister and pray for you, and let God do. Say with me, let God do what He wants. Say, let the Holy Ghost do what He wants. Say, let angels do what they want. Let this be a place, listen to me, where angels gather. Let this be a place that when you go out of here, that you know that nothing can touch you, nothing can harm you, nothing can come close to you. It's angelic visitation. Angels were so important that even King David said to God, must I pursue this army or not? And God said to David, David, when you hear the sound of the marching on the top of the mulberry trees, and he was speaking about a spiritual sound of the marching of angels, when you hear angels beginning to march on the mulberry trees, when you hear the marching of angels beginning to come, then you know it is time to go, because the Lord is there for you. Listen, if God is saying to David to take armies, only do it when you sense and when you hear the angels doing it. How is it? Do you know what story confuses me in the New Testament? That there was a pool of Bethesda. And the Bible says that every a certain time, an angel would come and stir the pool. And the first man that would get into the pool would get healed. That was a normal reality that day. But what has happened is we have become westernized. Western. When I westernized, and you get easternized Christianity and westernized Christianity, we've become modernized. We've become thinking we don't need to sense or experience. Listen here, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. Are you guys with me? Just because you couldn't see the gum there doesn't mean it wasn't there. You could see the line was straight until it snapped. But just because, listen, just before it snapped, it was still there. You just couldn't see it because of dimensions. The gum is, it's time for our spirits to become expanded, that we can feel God, that we can see God. La Roskati, listen, I didn't take up an offering last night. I didn't feel led, and we'll take up an offering tonight, just before we go into praying and so on, because like I said, there's many things that activates worship, invokes angels. When I say invoking, it's a better word than manifesting. Angels causes them to come. Worship causes angels to come and worship with you. Fasting causes our spirit to be stretched and be sensitive. And by the way, every single person in this place, if you're saved, you have an angel with you, walking with you wherever you go, if not one or more. Are you guys with me? I'm very sensitive to the presence of God. He's going to come in here right now. Listen, when we are so into the Word, we get light. When there's revelation, when somebody preaches revelation, we get light. We've been to churches, and then we would see the people have no light. It's like this. It's like, I don't know. I have too much light, so I can't demonstrate it. It's like the eyes are just like, there's no light. There's darkness in the eyes. But when I look at you, I see light. Because you're an ECC. When I look at you, it's like there's light in your eyes. Because of revelation. Revelation will stir up and make your spirit alive on the inside of you. Are you guys with me? Listen. So in the Word, the Bible says your Word that brings light in the book of Psalms. Giving causes light to come to us. You'll see people that give a lot. I'm not saying you must give all your money and don't have anything to go home. If you want to do it, you can do it. It's not my problem. But listen. But people who give a lot, they sin more than others who don't give, who sin less. And the person who give a lot has more light than the person that sin more and give less. And it has confused me from the day of my salvation until I got the revelation. Are you guys with me? I would sit and counsel hundreds of people, and I would sit in front of them. I have this problem. And I'm sitting and I'm listening and I feel so bad because I was sincere at that time. Now I'm not anymore. I can't counsel any people anymore unless if it is serious. I really, that's not my gift, okay? And I'm sitting and I'm like, okay, and we're going through the roots and we want to do deliverance and we're doing all these things and nothing happens. And the year thereafter, the same person comes back to me. I have the same problem. Nothing is happening. No work. I'm saying, are you praying? Yes, I'm praying. Are you reading your word? They take out their Bible. It's more highlighted than my Bible. I mean, it is, these guys are, and I know they're spending more time with God than me. I know it's sitting there, but I could not get the solution for years. Until I began to get into the word and I realized, but wait, if I asked every time there was a common denominator, when I asked them if they tithe or give, they would say, I don't have money. Are you guys with me? I know it's not a message to be liked. Cornelius was praying and the Bible says he was giving and an angel came to him. Why did God decide to go to Cornelius's house and bring salvation to the Gentiles through an unbeliever? Because God was walking in heaven and he saw and he looked at a statue standing and the statue looked like Cornelius. And the Bible says that by the prayers and the giving of Cornelius, even though he wasn't a Christian, built up a memorial, a statue in heaven. And God says, I'm touched by this. I'm going to cause salvation to come to the Gentiles through this man who is just having a house and that's it. No prophet, no apostle, no evangelist, no pastor, no teacher, but salvation will come through him. Why? Because he built up a statue in heaven because of his giving. It is, listen, we would pray, you sitting here, you would pray for so many hours and it doesn't work. And I'm not saying praying is bad. I pray a lot. I spend a lot of time with God. I really do. But I'm speaking of, you can't have the one without the other. How is it that we would pray and then we would go and we see it doesn't work? And then we go and pray and then we would go in and see it doesn't work. But we would keep on praying for years and years for the same thing and it doesn't work. We give once, it doesn't work, and we stop giving. I want to read a scripture to you in this atmosphere. As you're standing like this, I'm going to read a promise to you. When your angel comes, when God promises you angelic visitation, I wanted you to stand like this. Just listen. In Exodus chapter number 23, verse number 19, it says, the first of the first fruits you shall bring to the house. You shall bring your tithe, your giving, your offering. Then the Bible says, then behold, I will send an angel. Say with me, an angel. I will send an angel before you to keep you in your way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared for you. The only way we can get into the place which God has prepared for us is when your angel and the angels that God has appointed to you take you there, which is activated through giving. It goes on. It says, but if you shall indeed obey his voice and you do everything God is saying that I speak, then, say with me, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto your adversaries. God is saying, when you give, I will send you angelic visitation, and I myself, God, will become an enemy to your enemies, an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel shall go before you and will bring you and shall bring you in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them utterly off. I will cut every enemy, every attack, every curse utterly off from you. For my angel shall go before you, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and you shall bless your bread and your water. And God shall bless your bread. The blessing of God shall be upon your bread and your water. And God will remove, and he says, and I will remove sickness away from your midst. I will take sickness out of your midst. I will send my fear before you, and I will destroy all the people to whom you shall go, and who will you resist you, and to all your enemies, they will turn their back on you and run away from you. And I will send my hornets before you, and my hornets shall drive out the enemy from before you. By little and little, I will drive them out from before you, until you are increased, until you are expanded, until you are multiplied, and you will inherit the promised land. And I will set your bounds, I will set your bounds and your borders from coast to coast, from desert to desert, and you will have dominion. Say with me, I receive every angelic visitation that God has for me. I declare it over you, ECC, tonight, from this night, that Sunday, you will testify of things that took place.